Hello, I'm here with Andrew Sabka, CEO of CDL 1000. CDL 1000 was one of this year's Top Tech Startup Award winners presented by Food Logistics and Supply and Demand Chain Executives. So first up, Andrew, congratulations on this win.
Thank you.
So talk to me about you and your company. Like, why create this company?
So we started CDL 1000 with basically a kind of key vision to digitize the space, to digitize logistics. And when we started, we were initially focusing on kind of the most complicated piece of supply chain, which is dryage. And we were heavily focusing on, you know, different big name Fortune 400 companies and trying to digitize the space. And initial concept was also to try to bring some AI into the space. And we didn't know much how we're gonna do it, what exactly we're gonna do. And the first thing we started actually focusing on was basically trying to simplify the pricing. And you see, you know, kind of pricing the sum of the spreads on the pricing. Sometimes you see, say, same shipment coming up from Chicago to Atlanta, and you sometimes see a spread of about $1,000. So we were trying to kind of like centralize the payments and bring kind of like stable and digital solution to our customers.
So let's talk a little bit more about the solution. You know, explain to us a little bit more like what it's designed to accomplish.
So number one, one of the biggest problems we were tackling since basically day one, CDL 1000, we are trying to basically give our clients ability to reserve, let's say, from 1 to 100 trucks in seconds digitally. That's kind of like overall the first concept. And I think we did a kind of a great job doing this from kind of like from the first few months when we started. And right now you can actually check on the website, you can actually book, let's say, up to 100 trucks, let's say out of the port or even like on the truckload side through our website. Probably takes less than 10 seconds. And that's sort of our mission. We're constantly trying to simplify the super complicated industry and try to bring some kind of like, you know, standard solution to pricing, visibility, and also kind of execution on the execution side.
So what attributes do you think a successful startup should have?
So you're always trying to find some kind of niche and you're trying to focus on solving a big problem. And as I mentioned, when we started, we actually took a big challenge and we started focusing initially on the dryage side. And then in 2020, we entered a truckload brokerage business. But dryage is kind of was screaming for some sort of new solution, for some new innovation. And we've keep working on it. You know, we have a lot of people. We have over 200 people on our team right now. We're working with some kind of blue chip, big, well-known investors and trying to kind of solve the problem for the industry.
So if you could talk to your younger self, what would you say?
Focus on being asset light and focus on building technology. And I personally got this advice probably about 6-7 years ago. You know, I've been in the logistics industry for a while, for probably over than 10 years. And about 6-7 years ago, I met who became a close kind of mentor of mine, the well-known guy named George Paulo Lehmann, who's the owner of Treasure Capital, and he became an owner of Anheuser-Busch in Beef. And I'm asking, like, George, what do you think? How can we build like some valuable company? He's like, Andrew, stick in your industry, focus on logistics and focus on technology. And that's kind of would be my advice. And try to solve a big problem and create value for others. Because a lot of people enter in the business and we can talk about logistics on the trucking side, on the brokerage side. All they care is about just making a little bit of money without actually trying to solve a problem, create value for their customers and carriers. And our company is constantly focusing on solving problems, be super innovative, and try to deliver value on kind of both ends for carriers and customers.
So how does it feel to be named one of our Top Tech Startup Award winners?
Oh, that was great. Thanks. I really appreciate that. And that was actually great. And, you know, our team is very pumped and we were very excited.
So Andrew Sabka, CEO of CDL 1000, which was named one of this year's Top Tech Startup Award winners presented by Food Logistics and Supply and Demand Chain Executive. To learn more about CDL 1000, go to foodlogistics.com or stcexec.com.